All right, very happy to be joined now by Amy Epstein, who is the Regional Prevention Director, located in Gloucester for the most part. And Amy, good morning. Welcome to MSO.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, so much is going on right now, and we get so much information related to COVID-19. But the Health Department in Gloucester have been talking with Karen Carroll a lot, and matter of fact, we'll be talking with her today. You know, it's one thing to talk about the physiological help, the stress on people's bodies, but as I'm sure you know, there's also the mental strain and so on, and that's what directed us, of course, to this interview. And maybe you could first of all tell us a little bit about your background, and then we can talk a little bit about the new program.
Sure, I'd love to. My background is in public health prevention, so I work predominantly in primary prevention. So my passion is really looking upstream to see how we can help young people kind of build their resilience and look at protective factors to combat risk factors that can, you know, contribute to things down the line like substance misuse and things like you know, maybe teen pregnancy, whatever the risk in that population is, that is what we're trying to avoid.
What's the age group we're talking about here?
So I work with all ages. We do some tertiary prevention. I myself have been working in this field for over 20 years in different communities. And the concept behind the work we do is really that, you know, each problem we have as a community is a community problem, and there's a seat for everyone at the table. So we have a lot of coalition meetings, a lot of groups that meet together with different sectors of the community. We try to engage everyone from, you know, mostly the populations we're serving, so the youth or the community members. We like community leaders. We have first responders. We have medical personnel. We have religious leaders. We have the business community. So really engaging the entire community in these efforts and looking at wide range environmental strategies that can make systematic change. That's really my passion and what we try to do here at the Health Department. To give a little background of the project that brought us to what we're looking at today, which is our exciting new opportunity. We were looking at what we could do to improve specifically substance misuse, but in theory, we want to look way down the line earlier at things like early trauma and experiences with youth that are hard for them and then come out later. So one of the things we did was we looked at mental health access to mental health services, which we know is a really important part of being able to build resilient youth. And we saw that there was a lot of barriers, a lot of folks had a lot of struggle with getting access to mental health services for young people in particular. The resources were very limited. And then we found that most people had a lot of struggle navigating the system. We, as you I'm sure know, have a complicated system of healthcare in this country. Health insurance makes it even more difficult to find what you need. So we were trying to really just break down some of those barriers. We did we're doing a little bit of a research project. So the first phase, we did a lot of research, direct one-on-one interviews with folks from the community that were in three different sectors, the medical, the police, and the schools, to see what they knew about trauma and trauma-informed services and what they were doing in each of their departments. And people are doing great stuff, and we want to support some of the great stuff they're doing. And then the second piece is focus groups with youth and parents and guardians of youth that have tried to access the services themselves. And the themes that keep coming up over and over again is all the barriers to actually getting service, wait lists, availability, location, all of these things. So that's kind of where we came up with this idea to have a community navigator. And it all fell into place during this horrible pandemic that you just mentioned is really bringing out a lot of mental health issues for folks and really putting up a lot of barriers to service and access. So we thought it was a great time to launch this program. We have somebody specifically designated to answer calls to anyone who is looking to get some access to mental health services. And they'll call and they'll give their insurance information, and then the person on the that is dedicated to this work from Children, Friends, and Family, her name is Lauren. She'll be connecting them with an appropriate therapist.
Mm-hmm. My number one question when I first knew I was going to be talking with you was navigating the system, obviously, and getting help, because I have some familiarization with that. I should point out to our listeners also that this specific program with Amy is open to anyone from Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester by the Sea, Essex, Ipswich, Beverly, or Danvers. But of course, there are other helpful places in the area, and I'm sure that they can guide you elsewhere. But Amy, the you cast such a wide net. There's so much here. I mean, this is we could talk about this for days. And I guess the first thing is, if someone, a parent or a youth in need or a young person in need who recognizes it and needs immediate help, it's very difficult to, as you mentioned, wait lists. And so what's the procedure for maybe emergency gap stop or just telling, you know, getting a person some hope? Okay, hang in there. We'll get you the help you need in terms of sort of a mental health emergency type thing.
Sure, sure. We have, there's a lot of crisis intervention services that are separate from this, and that we like to stress that there's not this is not a crisis intervention strategy. So if someone's having a crisis, they would want to call the mobile crisis team. I believe Leahy and Elliot both have one, and it depends on where you are, who will be serving you. But mm-hmm. That would be a separate thing, because that's another, you know, like you said, there are folks that need help right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are folks that need intervention immediately. This service is really more of something that, where if you feel like you're a young person in your life, or you are a young person who would like to start, you know, getting therapy, that this is for you.
Okay.
If you are in crisis, or you're a parent with a young person in crisis, you would want to call the crisis mobile crisis intervention team, and that's a whole separate program that I know a lot less about. But I know that they do come to your home,
okay,
and do an evaluation right there for you. So.
All right. So then we get to the next step, and the next step to me would seem to be as a former educator. You mentioned, so many different trauma stressors and things like that. I would imagine that education is part of this, and it would also be, I think, useful to educate the person in need of the help in terms of, okay, well, maybe it isn't your fault, so stop having this stigma attached to the word mental health problem.
Absolutely. I think you raise a really important point, and I think that we've come a long way with stigma in a lot of ways, but I think we still have a lot of work to do around mental health. And I think right now it's easier to say, you know, almost anything about yourself than you have a mental health issue. And so I think that, you know, we've seen a lot of progress in places like folks in recovery. You know, addiction is a disease as well. It's a mental health issue. And we see a lot of people coming around to a place where they understand that, and they give space for that. And I think that needs to be expanded to all mental health issues. I think that, you know, that there's a lot of silence around it. And I think that especially for men, we talk a lot about, you know, how men are raised, how young boys are raised, and that therapy just doesn't seem to be an option for them in their mind. So thinking about some of that piece, we do also have, or we did before COVID, we'll see what happens, plans to do a campaign around good mental health. So, you know, we have a youth group, the Gloucester Youth Leadership Council, and they're working all the time on kind of spreading messages to their peers. And one of the ideas that we had was to have, you know, a mental health summit and do a lot of education for young people around, you know, why it is good to access mental health services, why taking care of your mental health is as important as your physical health. So these are some of the things we do hope to do in the future, especially after the pandemic is over. But I think the youth message has to come from the youth, and that's what we aim to kind of, you know, engage the population we want to serve very, you know, very heavily in the process.
I think another aspect is in terms of substance abuse, same idea. There's a stigma attached to it in that there's a segment of the population of which I used to be a member that says, well, it's your choice. You can just stop. Well, it's a hell of a lot more complicated than that. But there are some people who, you know, won't go for help because they think that, well, I should be able to stop. And so, again, maybe that's part of the education process, or maybe that's part of the guidance that your initiative can provide.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are we're really interested in just trying to help folks get what they need, feel okay about what they need, you know, educate themselves about things like what, you know, what are signs of kind of trauma or anxiety or mental health issues, and understanding that some of the physical things you're feeling are, you know, you might have a stomach ache, but that might mean that you have anxiety. So really looking at, you know, some of those pieces and helping young people to identify where they're at and help them, you know that they need help is part of that, I guess.
Okay. So what do you recommend? What have I not asked you about the program that you want to get out there? And then how do people get hold of this program or maybe get guidance to go somewhere else?
I guess I can't think of anything that we didn't address, but I do have the number here, so we want to definitely get that out. So you're going to talk to someone named Lauren, and she has been working really hard to come up with all different spreadsheets of what insurance takes what and who has a wait list and who doesn't, and I've heard from folks who found some success with it, that it was a great fit for them when they got assigned a therapist. So people are going to want to reach out to Lauren. She's going to be available 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but she will also, you know, you may leave a message and she'll call you back. And if you call after hours, same thing. Her number is 781-540-3329. And again, if it's an emergency, you're going to want to call 911 because this process takes at least 24 hours, if not maybe double.
So let me ask you again, just for my own clarification, mm-hmm. In a crisis, obviously you got to deal with that right away and get help, mm-hmm. and get in probably into a hospital more or less. But then exactly. The next step would be if I decide, okay, I need to get some help here. Because I know now that I have a problem that I can't handle. Would it be mm-hmm. proper for me to go ahead and call Lauren? Is that the idea? And maybe she could direct me to, okay, what insurance do I have? And maybe a list of people I could get on a wait list for and so on. Is that how this works?
Absolutely. And then ideally, you wouldn't get on a wait list. Ideally, she'd find you someone available.
Oh,
like
wow.
That would
okay.
be her job, is to look and see and find. I mean, if there's nothing out there, there's nothing out there. But mm-hmm. I think she's been pretty successful so far, just because she really knows the system. And that's the key, is having someone who understands the system working it for you. So, yeah, anyone who feels like they might need help, if you feel like you don't really know if you need help, if you feel like, you know, you want recommendations, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity for really anyone. If it's not a crisis, it's a good place to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, it sounds great because so many things have been blown out of proportion right now with this crisis, this emergency, people losing jobs and so on. And again, I think the shift toward understanding mental health and getting away from that as a four-letter bad word is ongoing. And you guys are certainly providing a great service in that regard. Amy, please keep us informed. And anything else that we can do, and maybe we can talk again not too far down the road.
Great. Love it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. And thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Take care. That is Amy Epstein, who is the Regional Prevention Director. And again, you can get a hold of that office at 978-325-5272.